It's time now for this week's American Workers Need You commentary by Michael Blihash.
And ladies and gentlemen, if you are among the millions of people supporting the Buy American Made campaign, you can feel good about being part of the positive wave of change in America. Just a few years ago, people were not concerned about the effects of outsourcing on America's industries. In fact, many people thought the service-oriented economy would grow and sustain America forever, and they dismissed concerns about industries and jobs being lost here in the USA. Today, people see things differently. Now, because so many people are speaking up where they shop, at organizations where they meet, on television and radio programs, and in the print media, business owners better understand the concerns of customers and the political leaders, likewise, the concerns of their constituents who are America's taxpayers. The Buy American Made campaign is not meant to just be a lot of talk. It is designed to encourage you to speak up where you shop and make sure that business owners and purchasing agents see for themselves that there is a growing wave of change in America and a desire to have more products with a Made in America label. Your efforts are also meant to show business investors that featuring products made in the USA will not only ensure their profits and stability, but will employ people who are also their customers. So when you go shopping, remember that items with a Made in America label are clear evidence that Americans were employed from the point of production to the point of sale. When the label indicates the item is foreign made, that means only sales, shipping, and handling personnel are employed. If industries can restore the 50-50 balance between American-made and foreign-made in every store possible, you will see a positive change in job opportunities and in America's economy. Restoring industries in a reasonable time period and expanding job skills to fill new positions are our major challenges. However, it will be accomplished if our actions, voices, and spending power are directed to supporting America's businesses and America's workers first. This is Michael Blihash, and as always, I appreciate hearing from you. I welcome your comments and suggestions and ask that you spread the word to others. You can email me from my internet site at AmericanWorkersNeedYou.com or go to MichaelSupportsAmerica.com.